K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the show. Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm sitting here recording this once again in another thunderstorm morning on this Thursday. So I'm recording this a day early from Football Friday, July 28th, 2022, folks. In this podcast, sponsored all summer long by the event Rally in the Valley 2022 Auto Fest. Rally in the Valley here, less than a week away, week and a half from Saturday, folks. So that's going to be fun as well. We've been promoting it all summer long. And we, once again, have to first off thank the committee, the Auto Fest Club, for letting us be a part of this countdown to the big show. I'm going to try to make, now that I think about it, might not be able to make it out there due to other commitments now, unfortunately. But, however, I will definitely make a valiant effort here to try to get one of those folks on the show here. Probably have to do a phone call interview instead of in-person interview that was supposed to happen, actually. Don't want to go down this rabbit hole. But that has not honestly worked out due to conflicting schedules and whatnot. So that's all I'm going to say for that. But we got to thank them for letting us promote their event on the show. So there's that. And coming up on the new edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition, I have something else to promote here leading up to early fall. So definitely look forward to that. These are some good buddies of mine that I know for that I work with, started working with last year. So more on that on the episode 1 under any level, which will be coming out on Saturday, of course. And then once football season starts, we will get this thing back on track, at least on the weekly editions, where those are coming out the night before K-State football games. So, whether there was home or away. So, yeah, definitely we'll get those back on track, because I don't want these out on game day. Well, unless you like listening to get yourself hyped up for these games before. You like to listen to the show before going to K-State game, which is nothing right about it at all either. I like to do that as well. So, but yeah, definitely make sure we thank them as well. So I'll see about that as well. Yeah, that's funny because I just thought about that just now. Yeah, I was going to make it out there, but I have other business tend to next weekend as well, with me running the underground for charity purposes. Underground, some people talked to me about this last year, or somebody mentioned it about running underground race in Kansas City. That's where I'm gonna be at next week as well. So yeah, that's why I think came up about it and was gonna try to make it out and to thank those folks. Well, maybe I still can, actually. I'm out to make some some ends meet. There you go. So man, cannot talk while the thunderstorm's still rolling on this in Manhattan community here. Meanwhile, ahead of the last Football Friday of July, Ryan Davis. And how fitting is this? We're going to be talking about defensive line on the show. So this is going to be a little sneak peek for y'all. And then we're going to talk about some more football tomorrow, because there's some team out there trying to steal. And this is probably going to be going on all weekend because of how this is going to end meet on the show. So if you guys been paying attention to Twitter at all, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, anyways, real quick, Ryan Davis, Arizona, he made a commitment yesterday. He's going to be coming here to K-State, folks. I'm trying to snag if that's the 2023 commit or not. I'll have to get more details on that. But yes, Ryan Davis was ranked, or is ranked, 102, excuse me, at edge, and he's number ranked 20th in the state of Arizona, according to 27 Sports there. as well. So I believe this is another one of these 2023 commits. So you add him to the mix as well. And then, of course, you have guys, got college trying to snag other players, which, yeah, I mean, there's that everywhere, but especially here lately. What if you listen to the recent episode 110 of the Purple Archer podcast, Alex went off on Missouri, and then you got Notre Dame in here trying to sneak off and trying to snag Dylan Edwards. Again, a lot more on that. I got my spiel on that on Football Farm. I'm sure I save that for tomorrow's daily because I got something on that. But anyways, yeah, Ryan Davis, your latest get here for K-State here, ranked inside, just outside the top 100 at Edge. And then, of course, Ryan Davis had other offers. We beat him out. Nevada, Boise State, Idaho State, and Montana State. So we're going to have more on this definitely on the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition coming up, the new edition coming up, which will be coming up this Saturday afternoon slash evening as well. So that's another big get right there. Obviously, when you look at that D-line, obviously, high preseason accolades for Felix there. We already know big 91, trying to make more things happen. I've been at camp. Nate Matlack seems like all summer long. Eli Huggins, probably more of the more underrated D tackles in the Big 12 right there. The veteran right there. Jalen Pickle, got some depth back there as well. So Ryan Davis, this is a big get for K-State. Once again, getting it done right there as well. I'm going to save the Kadobi Lane as well for tomorrow as well. Do not want to get spoiled of Football Friday as well. So there's that as well. So that's all I wanted to come on here and talk about was the Ryan Davis get commit to K-State yesterday, which went down yesterday as well. So another big get for K-State there in the 2023 group, I want to say for sure there as well. A lot more to come as well. I'm going to have to get in on this, get on this recruiting, because this is good for K-State and for us here on the podcast, trying to, again, continue to learn more about this recruiting, and this has been good for this podcast as well. So definitely, you've been wanting more additional K-State content, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. I am trying to line up at hopefully two more guests here before K-State football season begins here. I know one of them, I've been really, really giddy about it, but we haven't had a chance to make, have had a chance to click on the schedule. And I'm going to leave that to be unnamed because it's a big guest on the show, for the show anyway. So, yeah, there's that. I'm hoping this guest can meet our needs here, meet our schedule anyways, and then we can really get this thing rolling off the ground. Not that it is already, but yeah, there's that, and I am possibly lining up at least one more other guest before K-State football season begins as well. So, but yes, Ryan Davis commit happened yesterday at the recording of this podcast. I'm sitting here recording this podcast here, so you're going to get a double daily dose here on the Thursday edition of the podcast, as one of the Aoka Lee Daily will be rolling out here in a couple hours already. So you've not even checked that out. Definitely download it, listen to it as well. You like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Definitely, this is the place to do it right here as well. So there's that as well. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, Audio Boom, and a couple more other podcasts and platforms out there as well. We're getting through this another thunderstorm. This is like the second one of the weekend. Well, actually, this is the second time it's rained in the morning this week as well. So yeah, trying to get through this weird thunderstorm here before I head off to another long day at work, folks. But again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast, folks. We're itching ever so closer to the anticipation of K-State football season. Also, K-State soccer going down next weekend as well. Preseason matchup at Bud Buser Family Park. That's going to be fun there. Volleyball also getting ready to kick things off here with some fall practice here for getting their season started in late August. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition. Appreciate y'all. Another edition of the PPPD edition of the show. Go Cats.